Paper and packaging group Mondi's CFO Paul Hollingworth on Wednesday discussed the cost pressures the group was facing and its cost-saving targets for the year.
We see it in the range 2-3%. We're probably cheering up a little bit more on wood cost inflation given our relative geographic positioning. On the other hand, you know, obviously energy costs continue to be of a concern. As you know, we target to achieve at least 2% cost savings. So to gross that up before cost savings would put you in a range of 4-5%.
Meanwhile, Mondi CEO David Hathorn discussed how the electricity supply crisis in South Africa had affected its overall operations.
On the South African electricity situation, our two big profit drivers are Richards Bay and Nearbank. Richards Bay is 100% self-sufficient, so it's not reliant on the grid and therefore unaffected by grid activity. Nearbank is to quite a large degree reliant on the grid. However, we've been working very constructively with Eskom in terms of load shedding, where we've voluntarily taken substantial downtime in savings of energy into Nearbank, and we can achieve this by turning off the mechanical fault line, which can go down for quite some hours in the day given the surface capacity there. So we've managed to actually take a lot of energy reduction into Nearbank and have no impact at all on the end paper production. So those are our two big profit drivers, those two mills. On the South African packaging business, the three mills there clearly have had some impact. One of them particularly, the other two not really, and the downstream converting plants, which are located in sort of the light industry areas around South Africa, those have obviously been directly affected, but from a materiality point of view for the Mondi Group, really nothing significant.